Hey, and welcome back to the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coaches Corner. We're going to close out today's show talking with our basketball Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Wapello's Trenton Masner. Trenton, appreciate the time here today. Congratulations on the honor.
Thanks a lot.
Trenton, a terrific season for your team, 22-1, and one game away from punching the ticket to the state tournament, something Wapello hasn't achieved since the mid-90s. More on that in just a little bit, but let's look big picture here, Trenton. Throughout the whole season, what's made the team so successful and what's made you so successful?
Well, I think the team being successful is just part of it is us being together for so long. A lot of us have been playing together since we were young, so that helps out a lot. And just everyone buying into what the coaches are doing. And me, myself, this is the off season, just working on my game. And when, like, you have good teammates like what I got, it's just easy where they help you out and make the game just so much easier. So that helps out a lot. Mm-hmm.
Well, Trenton, when I talked to Coach Spielbauer, something that he thinks that's really separating this team squad is the defense has vastly improved since last year. What have you guys been able to do on the defensive end to make your team so successful?
I think just, like, if one of us gets beat, we always have guys there to help us out, and it does help. We have a big guy down low who can protect the rim. So, I mean, and a lot of, there's a lot of people that aren't comfortable going in against our big guys, so that helps out a lot. And I just think we kind of take pride in it because we love our team likes offense so much. I mean, you have to stop people to get back on offense, so that helps out a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, a big win there on Tuesday night. Traveled over to Burlington, beat Central Lee for the district championship, 80-71. Great win for your team. Looking at Tuesday night, what'd you really like out of your guys?
I think just the fact that we never gave up. I mean, they kept on like fighting back and almost getting back in the game, but we just wouldn't let them get over the hump and just kept on. I think that we played hard. That everyone played their heart out, and Gage Whip played huge too. Just knocking, and we hit big shots when we needed to. I just think just the fact that everyone played hard. I mean, down the stretch, that makes it. That's a lot of difference to effort, and I mean, none of us wanted to lose, and that actually helps out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trenton, of course, just the one hiccup. It was the first game out of 2018 against Highland. The team's been on a tear ever since. So looking at that, what kind of positives did your team take away from that loss against Highland?
Well, I think, first of all, is just kind of when we got down early, we kind of all went into panic mode because we hadn't been down all year. So we didn't want to lose, obviously. So, again, after that loss, that made just the feeling we had going to the locker room after the game was not anything that any of us wanted to experience again. So just that, and we turned the ball over too much that game, and just not playing sloppy and playing within what our coaches want us to do, that makes a lot of difference. I mean, sometimes going back to what, like, individuals want to do doesn't work out, and I think that's kind of what we did, that even myself did that game. So going back to what the coaches want us to do helped out a lot after that.
Sure. Well, Trenton, tonight going up against Northeast Goose Lake, a trip to the state tournament on the line. You had a chance to maybe look at them on film. What can you expect out of the Rebels?
I think they're big and they're tough. Obviously, down low, they have big guys are like physical big guys. But I think we get out and run. I don't think they're going to want us to run with them. So we just got to play our style and not let us play our style, because if that happens, then we'll probably be in bad shape. But I think, yeah, if we just go out and play like we've been playing all year, and I think we'll be fine. I think we have a good big guy, so if he plays hard, then he'll match up fine with their big guy, so we should be good.
Mm-hmm. Best of luck to you guys tonight. Well, your coach, Ken Spielbauer, he's been in the biz for a long time, very successful coach. What makes him so successful, and what do you like about him?
I think in high school, he just, like, once he gets what he wants to do at the beginning of the year with the group of guys he has, he doesn't, like, seem to change things up that much, and he just lets you go out and play and have fun. And that's what I like about him a lot, is just he lets us play our, like, the style that we want to play. And he, especially this year, he put us in a great position to win every single game by just his offense, his defense, the defenses that we run and stuff. He's just such a smart guy when it comes to basketball.
Mm-hmm. Looking at some other sports, you're in Trenton, baseball, track. out of the three, do you have a favorite, and what about the sport makes you enjoy it so much?
I mean, obviously basketball is my favorite, but I mean, I like baseball a lot too, but basketball is just the one-on-one competitiveness you have with the guy that you're going against. That's what I like about it a lot, is you always, like, I'm always out there to, like, prove to the person that I'm playing against that I'm better and stuff like that. So I just, a competitor, so I like that part of the game a lot.
Mm-hmm. A little fun one here for you. Is there a specific team that you enjoy the most, or a specific player that you idolize and maybe try and emulate the game after?
I'm a Lakers fan for a long time, and Kobe Bryant doesn't play anymore, but he was my guy, and I just like the way he goes out and competes every night against whoever he's playing, and he always seemed to just dominate his opponents, so that's the guy who I try making my game after. So.
All right. I gotta love Kobe. This can be sports or non-sports related here, Trenton. What do you enjoy most about being an Indian?
I like the people that are around here every single day at school, and just the community. Everyone's the support that everyone gives you, and everything that you do is awesome here in Wapello. So that, and all the teachers and everything at the school are awesome. So.
Mm-hmm. When basketball and school is not consuming your time, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
I'm mainly just hanging out with my friends, whether it's going out on the weekends and just doing fun things, or sometimes going fishing. I like to enjoy fishing a lot with my dad and my brother, so yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, what do you like to fish the most?
Just fish pond. We have a big pond in our backyard, so like crappie, bass, just anything like that.
Good stuff. Well, last question before I let you go here, Trenton. I understand looking to play at the next level at some college, but got that any plans picked out yet, or maybe a major?
I think I'm probably going to major in business, but I'm not 100% sure yet. So, yeah, just whatever. I'm just trying to figure out where's the best fit for me to play, just with giving me the best opportunity to show my talent and stuff like that, because I want to be the best. Not only the best high school player I can be, but the best college player I can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned maybe major in business. What about that really speaks to you? What motivated you want to go that route?
I wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do, and my mom just kind of mentioned that, but it could be anything to do with business or accounting, too, just because, like, interest is in math. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything like that, yep.
Well, yeah, plenty of time to figure it out. But Trenton, congratulations on a terrific season. Hope to can see it continue tonight. We'll see you there, and congratulations on the honor.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That's Trenton Masner of the Wapello basketball team. Join us as this week's Basketball Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Wapello 22-1 in Trenton, leading the Super Conference in points per game with 23. Just having a fantastic senior season. Best of luck to him and his teammates tonight as they face off with Northeast. You can hear that on 106.1 FM, 7 o'clock tip on KCII. Let's step aside. We've got to close out today's Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner. Right after this, we'll come back on AM and FM KCII.